get Meitrei. Again, Taisis were cross and Taisis were hard, and I now love him and I love. One line down. Meitrei cherish the hokel by Akhri Meitav, Akhri Meitav. We don't use his sign language, his lip movements, Akhri Ksavjad, or his handwriting. Elab and Metalkalim, I would like begitten, not like Rav Kahana, who said that communication through writing is a sign that the person is Bikayach, is regular. And for the Gemara Tanoi, to Machlaik, is Tanoi. The Tanya Mershom and Gamliel, but Ron Bokhesh Mikarai, I would Bikayach, when it's Harish, who Kais to Vein Chaisman, he can write and they can sign, period. So Rav Kahana is talking about a Bikayach, when it's Harish. Frank the Gemara Bokhesh Mikarai, Lloyd, Shem Shekain, to Vermizik, Achmetzir, Vermizik. The whole marriage was rabbinic. So why can't a divorce be a rabbinic divorce? And for the Gemari Bishtachanam, you're right. If this was his marriage, you're right. He could marry her rabbinically and divorce her rabbinically. How come my skin to be a Vemtai? It's his brother's marriage. In fact, the Gemari Yevemtai Miman. Who was his brother? Elam ben Avli Malchab Cheresh was his brother a Cheresh, which is also a rabbinic kedushin, which meant a rabbinic dika, which meant a rabbinic ibum. It can be removed with a rabbinic get. Shem Shin Sasa Bermisa Kaki Sasa Bermisa. His brother was a regular guy, did Kedushin Daraisa, died. Yibum is a Daraisa, because you don't need Das for Yibum. And then, he can't divorce her, because a get, Drabonon cannot remove a marriage that's biblical. Even if his brother was a Cheresh, they made Xera that a Cheresh cannot divorce his wife that he got through Yibum, because he might confuse her when his brother is normal. So why didn't you let him divorce his wife? He might have married her as a regular man and then turned into a cheresh, and then he can't divorce her. And for the Gemara, Yivem to be Vem to Michlava, Ishta be Vem to Lay Michlava. Ishtai, people don't get confused. Frank the Gemara, Michajina, Cheresh, Asasayach, is there such a Xera? But now we learn not that way. All these cases are rabbinic marriages. Shteyachim Cheresh, and as soon as Shteyachis Pikkos, or Shteyachis Cheresh, and we don't care who the women are as long as the men is a cheresh. Or, which automatically makes a rabbinic marriage, again, in this case, we don't care who the men are because the women are cheresh. Because they're two sisters. So the Erva Drabanon, the Erva, the wife's sister of Drabanon, pushes away the Zika Drabanon. The Maya Nachriyas, you can marry them. And Ratzalaytian, Yitzian, and you can divorce them. So that means we see clearly you can do Yibum and then divorce them because it was only Drabanon. So we don't make Xera by Yavemtai. But the Gemara, you're right, come a Chavar to the Shadam Yukara, that it was a brother that was a regular brother. Amar Rabbi Yechid and Chalukim Olam Chavar Arif Shimon Gamliel. His friends argue with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and they say that even a cheresh b'keach v'akach nischarish cannot prove his intelligence through writing. In fact, Amar Abaya Hanan Amitanina, we have it in the Mishnah. It says, Nishtatis l'yaiti, if she became a shaiti, you can't divorce her because she can't watch herself. Nischarish hu, a nishtata, if he became a cheresh or a shaita, l'yaiti olamas. The question is, what is the addition of l'olamas? Isn't that even though he can communicate through writing? So the Zariah, that they argue, they hold that communication through writing, even by a Pekeach, Vakach, Nischarish, doesn't work. Amar Abba, Yilav Dashminu Rabbi Yechonon, if not a Rabbi Yechonon who told us that there is a Machloikas, that Mishnah itself would not have proven anything. I would have said there's no Machloikas. If Shimon Gamliel is explaining the Tanakam, and he's saying that the Pekeach when it's Charish, everybody agrees that writing is a good sign of normalcy. My alumnus, Avagav the Chazina Le the Charif, even though we see he's sharp, but he's not writing. He just shows some signs of intelligence, that's not enough. Inami or the Rabbi Yitzchak.
So this is the alumnus. The question about
Skin
is
alumnus
needs forever, right?
Alumnus needs forever. The question is why did it have to say that? Obviously, it's including something. So we thought it including that he's with David Matei Chaksav. The Gemara's answer, you could have said different shatim. The bottom line is
it's not saying alum. If sure alum is the matter of how you learn, it means forever.
Alumnus means, but there's an extra word here. That extra word has to teach us a halacha. We thought it teaches us Medabim Techaksav. But Papa's saying he could learn differently. Not once Rabbi Yechonon said there's a machloekas, there's no reason to argue. Inami. Because the mitzvah, the mitzvah of our Torah shaita misgaresh, it's really biblical, you could be megaresh shaita. We didn't have it become as balkorcha. My time, I'm a misgaresh, so you're not going to be in your hefker. So the alumnus is to differentiate when she's a shaita to when he's a shaita. She's a shaita, it's only rabbinic not divorce. When he's a shaita, it's a biblical non-divorce. So there's different shaita and alumnus. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yechon said there's a machloshes,
right.
There is no reason to argue. Dr. Mishnevai to Amuloy, they said to him, to a bari or a shimera. Nichtav getla ishtuchav. The Amr Lahan, he said to them, ksuvu and write. Imru the cipher, they went and told the cipher v'kasav, and he wrote, ula edem v'chasmu, avabisha kasvu v'chasmu v'nasnuloy, they gave it to him. V'chasav v'nasnuloy, haray aget batal. Because he had not, because at this point it's mealy. He told them to write it and sign it. They told other people to do it. So it's mealy. Achiyayim the cipher ksav, ula edem chasayimu. He has to speak directly to the cipher and to the Adam. Now, it's a contradiction because in the Brisha it says he said Kisvu, but if it was said Tnu to three people, they could have said other people. He made him a best. And the cipher seems to say nothing works unless they hear it directly. So it's a contradiction between Brisha and cipher. Dr. Gemara timidly, I'm a Tnu. If you look at the ratio, the problem is he said kissu, he didn't say tenu. Hammer tenu, nice then. Mani remeir, he never mili mimshu l'shliach. That would go like a mayor who says mili can be given to a shliach. Eim a seifer. Achiyayim el a seifer k'soyev elenim chasumu. He has to actually tell them straight. Asl Rebbe Yaisi never mili mimshu l'shliach. Ratio remeir, a seifer Rebbe Yaisi. So the Gemara says its first answer. In, yes, ratio remeir, a seifer Rebbe Yaisi. And this answer remains. This is a workable answer. That one half is going like a mayor, and one half is going like a Yaisi. Now the Gemara will attempt other answers, slug them all up, and come up with an answer at the end. So at the end of the day, there'll be two answers. But the first answer is, you're right. There's no answer except Reisha Rameyev and Sefer Yaisi. Abaye Amakul Rameyev, welcome my skins Lamer Tnu. He didn't say Tnu. But if he would have said Tnu, it would have worked. So why doesn't the Mishnah say that? He didn't say it to three. So again, why didn't it say unless he says it to three? It's saying he didn't say Imru, but if it was said Imru, then it would have worked. So the reason it doesn't work in the ratio is he didn't say Imru. So again, shouldn't say they have to hear directly to him, just say Achiyama Imru. We like, me by the Rebbeisi by Imru. Rebbeisi doesn't agree by Imru. Now we learn Sav Cipher Vayed Kasher. Pashup Shat in that Mishnah is that the Cipher writes it, serves as testimony. But Bama Rebbe Yirmiya, Sav Cipher Shnidu. It's the Cipher signing it. And we have a problem. Who says that he was ever appointed? Maybe they were embarrassed and they appointed him. Bama Rebbe Yirmiya, because the Masisim Bani Rebbeisi, Dama Mili Lamim Shun Lushliach. Therefore, it's impossible that the cipher would have signed it unless he heard it directly from the husband. He might have tell the cipher to write and tell so and so to sign. So super the cipher because they don't embarrass the cipher. He didn't say that. We give up. That's what this Gemara says. Comes from Rav Ashi Yomar, he says, no cooler Rav Yaisi, but let me buy a Gemara. You should add things to this Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying, nothing works, Achi Yomar. Let me buy a Gemara, let me buy a Gemara, let me buy a Gemara, let me buy a. Not only if he didn't say it to no, even if he did say it to no. And not only if he didn't say it to three, even if he did say it to three. But let me buy a Gemara, not me, Lord. Meaning, basically, the Mishnah is saying, this doesn't work, and either does anything else unless they hear it directly. Tanya Kavas and Ravashi, Ksav's Kasav Seva Lushma, the Kasav Eidim Lushma, Avish and Kasuva Kasmuva Nasla Vinasla, Haraget Batu, Achiyishmu Kailai, they have to hear his voice, which is two extra words here, because if you just said Achiyayim Elo Seifer, Seva Leidim Chasayim. So what does Yishmu tell me? Lafugim Mandamar and Baidir of Yaisi Baimer Imru. No, Imer Imru, Yishmu. And Kailai Lavukim Jirkana Marav, that writing is good enough. Dr. Mishnah Vaita Zegitech Immesi, this is your get. Now, Immesi, we don't know what that means. If I die, or if and when I die. If the person is saying that, Chasu Shom, you're right. Is the person saying if I die, or is the person saying if and when I die? So we're going to see a contradiction in this Mishnah. Because it seems to say, Zagitech Machaibi Zagatech Lachmisel Yomer Klum. Which makes it sound that's what the guy is saying, and therefore it doesn't work, because then people can't divorce. Now, if it means when, so how does that change? Because we don't know if he changed his mind or not. Now, by money, we see Mayim is giving him the guf, and Lachamisa is giving him the peri. But by get, there are no two parts. And therefore, either he changed his mind or he made a condition. And we don't know. Therefore, it's a suffix. This is your get from today, if the guy says if he dies from the sickness. If it happened because of the first illness, it's a get, and love ain't a get. From the first case, it's mashma. It means if and when. That it's good. Just means if. Can be both. Mashma be yamaksha. Can mean it's chal now if. Mashma kalachamisa, and it can mean if and when. By writing mayayim, he's saying he wants it to be retroactive, so that it's only if. Then it's if and when. Now Ravuna says she still needs chalitza. In fact, the Gemara of the Amar Klum study, but the Mishnah says it's nothing. So the Gemara of the Amar Klum dasir la alma. All the Amar Klum means is we don't know for sure it's a get. She can't marry anybody else, but the Yabim Nami asira, because it's a suffix get. Practically, you want me to say because let's just because the ratio you women I'm in the Yadma. By my Yom Elachamis, it's a suffix. Mashma till now, when it says, well, I'm a Klum, it's nothing, and she gets Yibum. Don't think about you're right. Mastitzin Karabonon, that say, if you don't say Mahayayim, it means when. Ravuna, I'm a Krab Yaisi, I'm a Smanus Yishtan Machia Cholov. Ravuna holds a Krab Yaisi, that says, by putting a date into the get, it means retroactivity. So if that's the case, why you need chalitza to definite get? If you're going to say Ravuna is mesupik whether we pass kalav Rabbi Yaisi, but it's not true because a rabbi mesapkalev, a rabbi bravu cholos, rabbi bravu was not well. Ule gabei Ravuna Reb Nachman, Ravuna Reb Nachman went to visit him. Amale Ravuna Reb Nachman, boy, my name is Rabbi Bravu Alok Rabbi Yaisi in Alokha. Go ask Rabbi Bravu if the Alok is Rabbi Yaisi or not. Amale, so Reb Nachman answered Ravuna, time with Rabbi Yaisi or Yadana, Alokhi, boy, my name? I don't know what Rabbi Yaisi means. How can I ask him if it's the Alokha? Amale, Ad boy, my name is Alokha. You ask him if the Alok is Rabbi Yaisi. The time with Rabbi Yaisi, I don't know how I mean Alok. And then I'll explain to you Rabbi Yaisi. Boy, my name, Amale, Hokam, Rabbi Alok, Rabbi Yaisi. The bus of the Nafak, after they left Rabbi Baravua, Amalai Shavun explained to him, I know time in Rabbi Yaisi, the Ksav is Manash Shashtar Machia Cholov, that the Zman acts as an automatic Mahayayim. So we see he passed constraint. So what, why is he saying Cholet? Ela Mesapkele, he's Mesupik, he, Amar Rabbi Yaisi Balpeh, Eloi. And Rashi Shita is every condition in the get is Balpeh. Rashi Shita later on in the ninth period, because you cannot have a written condition in the get. Taitis argues, but that's Rashi Shita. So therefore, he said that Balpeh, the date is in the Shtar, the Ksai is in the Balpeh. So we have to know, is he canceling the Ma'akshav, or is he not canceling the Ma'akshav? That's what he's mesupik about, whether Rabbi Yaisi said it Balpeh. Frankly, Gemara, I mean, mesupikale, but now we learn Taitis HaGitach, who was the Mekad Yud Beis Chaydish, who made the Taitis Yud Beis Chaydish, ain't a get, because, it's not a get, because he said, at the end of 12 months, and at the end of 12 months, he's not alive. But Tanya Allah, Rabbi Seinu, he's truly not safe. Rabbi Seinu said it is a good get. We are mean, they said, Man Rabbi Seinu, Am Rabbi Yudah Meshmu, Medina the Shara Mishcha. That's the best that permitted the oil of Goyim. The Sabbath Rabbi Yaisi, that is Man Shashtar Mechiach Allah. The old Rabbi Yaisi, that says it's retroactive because of the time, even though the condition was made by Pat. So here's Rabbi Yaisi clearly saying it's a good get. Dr. Gemara, I'm a sapkale aloha, Rabbi Yaisi Balpeh, ain't aloha. Rabbi Yaisi said it Balpeh. He's mesupik whether we paskin our Rabbi Yaisi Balpeh or not. Fact, Gemara, me mesapkale. Lama Rabbi, I say, Gitach, a mace, you shani mace. Hire say, Gitach, kisha amos. Somebody says, Hire say, Gitach, a mace, you shani mace. Hire say, get. That can only work according to Rabbi Yaisi because it has a date. Ukshamas alacha mesa. ain't a get, because that is that he's trying to say going to be chal later on. At least he's changing his mind, or he might be changing his mind. Of course it's a get. Even Baalpeh. That the Gemara, the Rabbi Pshita Leir, Rav Huna Mesabka Leir. Rabbi knew, but Rav Huna did not know. You're right, and there's no Chiddush in Mahayoyim and Meisi. V'hani Lishnuch Ha'yitzchuk Leir, Sh'ani Meis Ki Meisi, Dami. Sh'ani Meis is like in Meisi, and Kisha Amos is Kalach Ha'mitzah, Dami. Period. So that's the first Lashon Rav Huna, that he was going on the case of Meisi, and he was passing like Rav Yaisi, that it's an automatic date, it's like Mahayim, but he was mesupik whether he should paskin like Rabbi Yaisi when the condition is made by Peh and the date is written in the star. Rabbi Yaisi said it even then, but he's mesupik if he should paskin like Rabbi Yaisi in that case. Ikud the masin la seifa. Zeki tichlach hamisa le'amr klum. The guy says Zeki tichlach hamisa, it's nothing. Amr avuna le'divir Rabbi Yaisi chalentas. Because it's like Mahayim le'ach hamisa, which is a suffix. If Mahayoyim Alach HaMitzah, according to the Rabbanah, is a suffix, Rabbi Yaisi's date makes it Mahayoyim, so it's a suffix. So the Gemara, Mal Dutayim Rabbi Yaisi Bok HaRebi Shirloi. Perhaps Rabbi Yaisi holds like Rebbe that says Mahayoyim Alach HaMitzah is a condition, not a chazar, he's not changing his mind. Rebbe does not agree that the date makes an automatic retroactivity. But Rebbe Yaisi saw the Rebbe, and Rebbe Yaisi does not agree that Mahayoyim Ulach Hamisa means a condition. He's Mesupik. Rebbe saw the Rebbe Yaisi, the credit is Zeket, because in his halacha he says Kozet, obviously to exclude another case. Lemuta de Rebbe Yaisi. Rebbe Yaisi saw the Rebbe, the credit is Zeket, Lemuta de Rebbe. Rebbe Mahi, where does Rebbe say it? The Tanya. Mahayoyim Ulach Hamisa get vein aget de Rechachamim. The Chachamim Mesupik is the guy changing his mind or making a condition. And then it works. Rebbe Aymer Kosek Get, he says it's for sure a condition. Now why do you say Kosek? Obviously he's saying, this is a get, but I don't agree to Rebbe Yaisi that a date makes an automatic retroactivity. Rebbe Yaisi Mahid, non kisu to get leishtim levosim ikam ayud beit chaydash. Write and give a get to my wife, the guy said, if I don't show up to the end of 12 months. Kasu b'tachyud beit chaydash and asal achi yud beit chaydash. They wrote it with the 12 months, within the 12 months, and they gave it afterwards. Ain't a get, because he said don't write it till after 12 months. Beisheim a kozet get, because he just meant don't give it till after 12 months. But you can write it whenever you want. Because if not, he should have said if I'm not back in 12 months, write the get. He didn't say that. So therefore, Rabbi Yaisi says kozet. What's the kozet? To say in another case, I argue, which is in the case of Rebbe Mayoy Mulach Hamisa. Zeh gitach Mayoy Memesi Mecholi Zeh. The Amad Vahalach B'shuk. Amar Rav Huna Gitach Matanasai. A get of a Shchiv Miraz like his present. Matanasai Mamat Chayzer. Just like his present, when he recovers, it's automatically null and void. Av Gitach Mamat Chayzer. The Ma Gitach Avagav Zoy Parish, even though he didn't say Tznu. Even though Maksuv Avagav Zoy Amat Tznu, we learned that in the earlier Perek. Av Matanasai, even though Amat Tznu, Avagav Zoy Konomine, by a Shchiv Miraz, it works. Zeh Gitach Mayoy Memesi Mechayli Zeh. The Amad, that's the key word. He got up. The Chalo Meis. I'm in my so we evaluate him. In Machmas Chayli Risha Meis Harzeget and Baba in a Yud. The Amad in Amad Chayzer. Once he got up, it's null and void. Amali Umdin. Hari Amad. Amar Marbir of Yaisi Mishmeid Rabbish and it's Machayli Lachayli. He didn't get up. He went from one illness to the next illness. Right? The Gemara of Amad Ksani. Now the Gemara Amad Machayli Zev and Amad Lachayli Yachar. Amar is just being used figuratively. He never got up. Correct the Gemara Bahalach Bashuk Tani. Walking in the market is getting up. So the Gemara Bahalach HaMishantai. He walked on a stick. And that's why we have to evaluate him. Bahalach HaMashmud, Bahalach HaMishantai. Who do we need an Umdana? You only need an Umdana if he walked on a stick. But if he didn't get up and walk, even though he seemingly went to another illness, we assume it's still from the first illness. Shamit minay, shchiv merashin itzik mechayli lechayli matanasa matana. That we say it's from the first illness. Dr. Gemara in. Damra blazim mishmei derav, shchiv merashin itzik mechayli lechayli matanasa matana, because we still blame the first illness. Rabba v'rabba loy shvir luhada ravuna. They don't hold that if he didn't say Imesi, Rashi holds, just as a regular Shumara, that it automatically means Imesi. Not because biblically they don't agree to Rav Huna. They do agree to Rav Huna biblically. But Gzeira, Shemiyemi Yeshget Lachamisa. They're worried that people will think that the get works Lachamisa, and therefore they said, unless he said Imesi, it doesn't work. Meaning, we say that even if he recovers, it's a get. In fact, the Gemara, how can you make it a get? Biblically, it's not a get. It called the Mekadosh Adai to the Rabbanu Mekadosh. Avkin the Rabbanu Mekadoshim Menei. They made it that he was never married. So then they're just making it as loose in a roundabout way. Kiddush would be a Mayikul Meimar. Amaloi Shavi Rabbanu the Belos to be Lesnus. Even in that case, Tana Rabbanu. The question is, does he mean dying from the illness or not getting up from the illness? And he said, and then the house collapsed, because he didn't die from the illness. But the next case says, and Bavli doesn't see a difference in the wording. In Bavli, in both cases, either means dying from the illness or not recovering from the illness. And the question is, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Sefer. Dr. Gemara, Shochu Mitam, Ochli Ari Einonu. Einochanam, if the lion ate it, we have no idea why that should be considered a get. We think that it's an ancient Leshiach, and he never thought about this case, and he never meant that it should be a get in this case. And this is as far as we got. I want to wish everybody a wonderful day.